The Nest Review. Jude Law and Carrie Coon deliver stalwart exhibitions in this shocking family drama. Rating asterisk asterisk asterisk. Film The Nest stars Jude Law, Carrie Coon, Un Roche director, Sean Duncan. Rating asterisk asterisk asterisk. Reviewer George Silix. Overview. The Nest is director Sean Duncan's first film since his very much respected film Mathra Masi Me Maleen. The story is set during the 1980s. Following quite a while of essential work in films by practically all the directors, Jude Law can even now astonish us. In The Nest, he gives perhaps the most grounded presentation of his profession, playing a man whose life has advanced into a flimsy structure of untruths, such a large number of which he has come to trust himself. Set in 1986, the O'Hara family apparently make the most of their decent life in a New York suburb. Rory, Jude Law, and Allison, Carrie Coon, bring up their kids Benjamin, Charlie Shotwell, and Samantha, Una Roche, Allison's little girl from a past relationship, with the perfect measure of consideration, complete with soccer coordinates outside an engaging supper jabber. Whenever Rory gets the chance to move back to his local home nation of England to revisitation of previous associates, the remainder of the family kinkers with some faltering. Their new home is a huge endowed house, brimming with secret entryways and concealing spots, set on a rambling estate. Directly from the bat with the initial credits textual style, there are to be show Kubrickian touches, from Durkin's conventional control to the manner in which his content picks at the nuances of humane conduct. However, while this setup has the correct elements for quality gothic horror, the main fear in plain view is attached to the way Rory's visually impaired sad longing for status and cash makes his family disintegrate since his staggering 2010 first film, Mathra Masi Me Maleen. The Nest moves toward the domain of a thriller with no genuine otherworldly component to talk about. It is not necessarily the case that is required for a thriller, however. The Nest wrings pressure out of its introduction on account of the environment set around this intricate manor Law bullishly purchases. Maybe we are watching a spooky house film, however, the apparitions looked at quite a while past. That doesn't prevent The Nest from being very engaging, as sensational as the conditions become. This is a film highlighting altercations among a couple, the looming fate of business arrangements, and conceivable injury identified with ponies. In any case, the film plays in a way where the watcher will be spellbound to realize where this is all going. It's such a temperament Durkin brought to his past film. While it might need the domain of distrustfulness that originated from being associated with a clique, this film is tied in with splashing the screen with dread. While it might need the domain of neurosis that originated from being engaged with religion, this film is tied in with dousing the screen with fear. Jude Law is very much given a role as the smarmy, beguiling merchant with a vacant, rebellious soul. As he visits his way through absolutely empty business disapproved of discussions, Durkin dominates at painting him as a man who truly doesn't have a clue about some other route as he attempts to fill a useless opening in his life. As Allison, Carrie Coon gets everyone's attention. Presented as a tentative, submissive spouse who confides in her better half to accommodate her in her family, things start to move as new nuances include. As her reality comes smashing down, she wonderfully blooms and chooses to take on autonomy on her own terms in luxuriously fulfilling, weakening ways. Final word, The Nest is a work of incredible delicacy and agony, driven by two especially coordinated actors working at the pinnacle of their capacities. Sean Durkin composes an exciting image of avarice family and the figment of the American dream. An inquisitive and upsetting drama.